Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm on the Markle side. Like, I'm on
Team Markle.
On Team Harry. And they're not even the princess anymore. She's not a princess anymore, right? They took the titles away?
Yeah. Anyone can be a princess if you feel like a princess.
I got home, and God bless him, Dirk was already kind of getting jacked about doing something out there for me. No better person I would pick.
You have one thing in common.
To coordinate.
That's right.
That's true. And the good news is, well, you know what? I'm going to spoil the surprise, but what they get. When I finally get out there, he gets her.
I thought you guys were going to be the Eiffel Tower.
It involves a heavy pour and a trip to the ladies' room.
Yep.
Were the lobsters wearing masks?
Now I want to create a lobster voice. You know, it's just like,
oh, don't boil me. Jesus Christ, don't boil me, please. Don't take me out of the tank. Oh, take Roger. Take Roger out of the tank. Please don't take me. Oh, no.
Hey, Lobster, do you like having those rubber bands on your hands?
Oh, I hate it. It's so constricting because I'd like to take your finger clean off. I swear to God, you give me 5 seconds and just let me.
They're claws. They're claws.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now here's Mike.
And that, Rob Spiewak, is why you and I are voting for the listener option.
Right. And it's a horse race, Mike. It's very close. Every vote counts. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com, pick a winner, and click to win.
You are a liar.
Run to your website, Mike. Have you voted yet?
No.
You could be the deciding vote. Remember, liar. Polls close midnight on Sunday.
Liar.
Announcement made on Monday.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's going to be a goofy one. I know it already. I usually know it when I come in here. From Barefoot Beach, Florida, Keedysville, Maryland. Where do you know where Keedysville? Either one of you know where Keedysville, Maryland is?
I'll have an answer for you.
Southern
in a
Maryland. Sounds trashy.
Stop it. How dare
Ball
you?
Ball Ground, Georgia, near Deal.
And this is the year to go to Deal. It looks great.
Deal.
Have you seen it? Looks wonderful.
Ask me where I'm from.
Where are you from?
Deal. Ball Ground, Georgia, Parker, Colorado, Everett, Washington, and Orion Qatar. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. We're delighted to have you with us on this Thirsty Thursday, everybody. Before I get started with anything else, and we will have Mac on the show today, Michael McIntosh, who is celebrating his 40th birthday and still living at home with his parents, and we are very, very excited to have him on the show.
Keedysville is in Washington County, Maryland. And if
that's
you look
Western
at,
Maryland.
Yeah, it's the western part of the state. It's at the very, you know where Maryland gets real thin?
It's Powerball country.
Yeah, at the tip of Virginia.
Yeah, I know where it is.
Yeah,
it's
right
Western
there.
Maryland.
Yeah.
So
not trashy. I take it.
No,
back.
It's beautiful.
Yesterday I made a pretty big deal about the fact that I was doing a Western swing for a vacation.
Yeah, yeah.
For a
Shocking.
Family vacation.
Shocking.
Non-refundable
that I was
tickets.
Gonna involve meet and greet. I was gonna put you know, bring equipment with me so I could be on the show and
talk and
we
walk.
Could do that.
Yes.
And talk and walk.
Yeah. You know, walk and talk.
It's awesome. It's the Mike O'Mara Talk and Walk 21 World Tour.
Yeah.
Stop it. Anyway, so I got all wound up and then I got home and God bless him, Dirk was already kind of getting jacked about doing something out there for me.
I'm very excited.
But that's cool. Dirk and I are going to work hand in hand. Yeah. There's no better person I would pick.
We have one thing in common.
To coordinate.
That's right.
That's true. And the good news is, well, you know what? I'm going to spoil the surprise, but what they get. When I finally get out there, he gets her.
I thought you guys were going to be the Eiffel Tower.
Free. It involves a heavy pour and a trip to the ladies' room.
Yep.
Mike, have you reviewed the contract? Is everything in order?
Where am I?
Dirk!
Good morning.
So I make this big deal that my son gets out of school the end of May, and then June 4th, we beat feet out to Salt Lake City. I even make a reservation for airfare one way out to Salt Lake City and get a hotel room in Salt Lake City for the night where we plan our excursion.
Yes.
So two things are at play. I'll go with the second one first, and then I'll tell you what the problem is.
All right.
So I am also that night looking in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, which everybody says, man, Jackson Hole.
Kanye country.
What's that?
That's where Kanye West is usually. Well, from Kim.
I figured that out. Jackson Hole, by the way.
Your old DJ name?
We will not be staying. Hey, it's Jackson Hole with it.
W-H-O-L-E.
We will not be staying in Jackson Hole.
Why?
Anywhere in Jackson Hole.
Because it's like, isn't it like the Hamptons of the Midwest?
All I know is it's not a Hampton Inn, but it's a Spring Hill Suite, same type of place, right?
Probably same owner.
Right? Same kind of thing.
They have multiple names on the sign usually.
I'm working off memory here, and it's really not relevant to this discussion, but I'm working off memory. I believe $464 a night.
What?
For a motel.
Yeah.
For a motel.
Sounds about right.
You, oh, Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
You know where
because
you
your hole is my dookie hole.
Do you know where you can get a steal of a deal, Mike?
Where?
Any big city in America. Nobody wants to go to there. They want to go to Jackson Hole. They want to go places
isolated,
that are beautiful and
well.
And
open. But I mean, once you get out of that immediate area, you're fine. It returns to normalcy. But
that Jackson Hole motel, Mike, it has free Wi-Fi, so you know that's part of it.
Why don't you check out the Big Apple? Like, go to New York City. Show Mike all the big buildings.
Broadway's been shuttered. Why go?
I'm going west. I told you I'm going west.
I'm sorry.
That hasn't changed it. I'm not changing venue.
Goes west. Sorry.
Just because one particular elite town. But it does, once again, bring home the fact that we are two distinct societies in America. Mm-hmm. We are. Period.
Yeah.
We are. There are people that are Jackson Hole people, and then there's the rest of us.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah,
that's a reality. But I got no problem.
We're pothole people.
We're pothole people.
Yes.
We're crumbling infrastructure people.
We're pothole people.
So I don't put a tremendous amount of effort, but I like making travel arrangements.
You always
it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
And the idea of by that time, I will probably have no issue, nor will my family getting on a plane. We're pretty jacked about that. We're confident. I'm excited that June 4th, I think June 4th or 5th, we're going to be, it's a Friday, whatever date that is. And so I get on with my day. I start to. You know, I think I do some dishes. I do my regular workout, and I am excited to. I'm lying about the workout.
I was like,
part.
What? When did you start working
Thank
out?
You.
I was waiting for the punchline. Mm.
I venture over to Cocoonville to see my mates,
right.
See my boys playing with the varsity on Wednesday. Very excited. I want to get there early. I arrive there, and the phone rings, and Carla's on the other end, and she says, "Okay." Listen, I need to talk to you. I said, okay. She said, you know how we made that arrangement to travel out west? I said, yes, I'm jacked. We haven't finalized anything, but the things we do know are that we're going to go see Yellowstone, and we're going to go to Spokane, Washington, and probably fly back from Seattle. She said, yeah. She said, so we're leaving when? June 4th is, yeah.
Yeah, Friday, said, okay. June 4th. Is
Friday, June 4th.
It is, yeah.
She said, he gets out of school June 17th.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Jesus Christ.
That's not okay.
No. Man.
Is this a recent change or something that should have been looked into before?
What do you think?
I think it's probably a recent change.
No, I don't know. I don't know. She'd be able to tell you. She's in it's a day off for her. So she's been killing herself, so she's wiped out, and I'm cool with it, and I did the dishes and everything. By the way, that's my new, we've divvied up some new chore responsibilities. So
have to do more work?
Because I volunteered it because I complain about it the most. So I'm kind of down with that.
Oh, it's almost like, hey, if you hate that there's dishes in the sink, you do.
Yeah, yeah. It's my thing.
Yeah.
I don't like dishes in the sink.
But you haven't,
turn around and say, man, I hate paying the mortgage. Does that ever happen?
You know what? I appreciate your support. I really do. I appreciate your support. This one is something where I did it before the show this morning. I'm cool with it. Everything's fine.
You know that age 7 is a great age to learn how to do dishes.
Carla was running some numbers for me with those wonderful cosmetics she's selling and her facials.
Yes.
And I'm down with that. Want to keep her happy.
Nice.
Like it. I want to see more of that. You know, more of that.
Oh, so you'll do dishes all day as long as she keeps...
She's slaying the dragon.
Building her empire. Got it.
I mean, not slaying the dragon totally, but I mean, you know, if she can help daddy out, it's a good
dual income, man.
I like
it.
Well, you still can't go to Jackson Hole to the No-Tell Motel, though.
Well, things could change between now and the 17th.
We're pothole people. It's okay. I love being a pothole person.
I'm fine. First of all, they're all motels. Any, if you think differently, you're a rube.
All
right.
Matter, of course.
They're all motels. I don't care whether it's got a Ritz in the front of it or not. They're all motels. It's all where other people fart and poop.
Yeah.
Period. So anyway, getting back to this. So everything changes. Fortunately, most of these sites now are all 24-hour cancellation. You guys have given me a hard time. If this was today that I found out, it would have been problematic.
Yeah, burned.
But as Carla looked at me, he's in first grade and was like, we would have sprung him early.
Sure.
That's what we would have done. And based on travel out there, I still wish we could spring them early. But I canceled the flight. I canceled the hotel. Then I get online last night, and I see Dirk has posted the information for a potential, not a specific date, but a potential meet and greet. So I posted to Dirk that things have changed. I'll make an announcement on the show. And then Dirk, I communicate with personally about this. And just because, I'm filled with gratitude because that is what I want. I want, the first meet and greet that I'm going to do is going to be, I'm glad people are excited about it.
Yeah.
And I tell them I will basically be moving the dates. I haven't finalized it yet because I wanted to make triple sure I know what his Ron DeSantis school schedule is before we
do that. Did you get a chance to speak to Dirk before Dirk reached out to the superintendent of schools down there to ask if the date could be moved?
I think now it's going to be like this after the 17th.
All right.
And we're going to do it that way.
When does the Golf Academy start?
It's a good question. I think probably right after we get back.
Okay.
Sounds to me like the problem here is called Michael, and he better get his ass together. Because if it's not late school, it's an early
Golf
Academy.
But the whole idea is Michael.
Yeah.
The whole point of the trip is Michael.
You're doing it for him.
Mm-hmm.
The whole idea is to view the Great West before he views me at a wake.
Oh, dear.
No, that's the whole idea.
Have never been
stop
spoken.
Talking like that. I got a call from my father last night.
They got teepees out there, too. So can I stop right now?
Yes.
What did your father-in-law say?
My father-in-law would have said.
Oh, your father-in-law would be saying.
Oh, my Lord, why did you bury me?
Ring the bell. Right. Ring the bell. Right. No, my father is my Uncle Bruce, who you met at the Las Vegas show, is ailing and not in the best of health. And my dad's going down to visit him in Miami. And his wife, Kathy's going with him. And he called me last night and he said, just wanted to let you know, Kathy and I are getting on a plane tomorrow. And here's where the wills are.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, I guess.
Is he still in that mode of the way it was like in the 60s and 70s where you get on a plane, you think about your death?
Yeah, I think so. And I said, "That's thanks for the pick-me-up, Pop." And he says, well, you know, we're both on a plane tomorrow, and you should know. I said, great. And so then as I do, I finish talking to him. I call my mom. She says, I think I'm going to buy a car. I said, great. She said, and you know what? It'll be the last car I'll ever have to buy.
Outlive me. You're going into that mode. I was there. I've lived that, pal.
And I said,
I've lived that.
What are you doing?
By the way, my mom, God bless her, 95, lived to 95, bought six cars with that attitude.
Good.
I probably won't need another car. You know, six cars later, you know, hey, mom, do you want the Mazda?
Yeah, but it'll be the last.
I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it.
But at least your mom had a brand. I said, what kind of car are you looking at? My mom said, a blue one.
Would you like to know how you, would you really like to know how you really know?
How?
When they don't travel, when they're staying at home.
Okay.
When they're staying at home. That's the first tell.
It was just, it was a nice 1-2 punch from my folks last night when they both referenced death within 10 miles
death.
Of each other. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the age.
Yeah,
I get it.
I guess.
So you cut it out.
Quit referencing your death.
I will. But I do want to do this. And, here's where I enlist the help, and I probably shouldn't
because
everybody's got opinions, but there are a lot of people that I know over here in Cocoonville that have experienced the West because they are Midwesterners. So it's not as big a stretch for them to go out West, they'd say. But with that said, I need some advice on when we fly into Salt Lake, where we go from Salt Lake City to use as a home base place that might be reasonable and really, really good for a couple of days in Jellystone National Park.
That's what I'd like to do. What is Salt Lake City known for?
Salt Lake?
Well, Salt Lake City is Salt Lake City. It's Utah. It's known for Mormons and lack of booze. But I'm not going to Salt Lake City. I've been to it's beautiful airport, yes. Great flying into that airport. Love to look at the mountains, but I'm not interested. I'm interested in Jellystone for my kid, but I'm not popping for $400 for a motel. I'm not doing that.
They have Airbnbs, like cabins that people own right outside the park.
I don't want people's stink. I don't want that.
You know, it'd be fun. No. Can you stay in a cave? I think they have caves there.
I can stay in a teepee.
Teepee. Now that's cool. That's very cool.
It is kind of cool. It's kind of cool.
Work for you. No.
Yeah. For a couple of nights, I'd do it.
No.
Sure. No,
under the stars, that type of thing.
Stars. But
I don't want to. But you know what it was? Oscar, it was like 270 bucks. And I looked at it and I'm like, hey, it's cool. It's out in the middle of the field. It's got like the wood floor they put down with the canvas tent above it, and it's rustic and stuff. But I'm sorry.
You know what?
It's still a tent that you're charging me $275.
And in retrospect, it's a little Cerrito-y to stay in a teepee. We're in a teepee.
It's not a teepee, it's a tent.
Okay.
It's not a teepee, it's a tent.
All right. What about
but it's out in the prairie and in the prairie. Open range is like one of my friends. I leave you and your wives out in the cold prairie for these free grazers. I love that.
Maybe rent an RV and sleep in the RV.
That's a good idea. We've done that.
No, because Mrs. O'Mara and I have to be honest, I have to pile on this one. I believe that she is just like me with that. The RV. You know, the memory of our trip out to Iowa was fun when it was a novelty. Don't think I'm the RV kind of guy.
You lived it already.
Just don't think I'm the RV kind of guy.
It's different with your kids, though. Like, you guys.
I'd rather be in a car and just go from place to place and have the flexibility to dart from place
to place. This trip seems like a real hassle. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't seem like it's a lot of fun.
No, it's not. This is any trip, but I'm just sharing it with you to enrage you.
So you're going to go see El Capitan?
That means the captain, doesn't it?
You mean the border of Nevada and California? El Capitan Hotel?
I think it's the
theater in Los Angeles?
The face of one of the most famous mountains in Yellowstone. You see that? You're going to go out there in any national parks? Like, is that
you know
like
what
a
I noticed,
big deal?
I'm going to sound like another rube here. You know what I noticed about Yellowstone?
How's that?
Oscar?
Yes.
It's really big. It's like really big.
I'd love to go.
We think Acadia is big. No, the Yellowstone pees all over Acadia. And really, thank you, Teddy Roosevelt, for setting up this incredible place that would not be, it would be developed. It would look like Manassas.
You must be so proud you voted for him.
I'm very, very proud of that. Thank you.
Supported his administration.
And I'm sorry if I missed this, but you're going to Yellowstone and then are you going to another national park or just one?
No, Jellystone is how he's referencing Yellowstone. So when you hear him say both names.
But there are other... There are other beautiful national parks
Grand
on
Teton,
the way. You can go to the Sequoia National Park.
No, that's Sequoia is not. We're not going there. That's California.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know the West. That's why I'm going out there.
You going to see that geyser?
We're going to go. Yeah, we're going to definitely see Old Faithful.
Okay, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
We're going to do that, and then we are going to go to, Big Sky, Montana. And see Montana.
Yeah,
see Dave Letterman. You can see Dave Letterman while you're out there. I think that's where
he lives. Checky. Once you just calm down. Once you take a pill. But we're gonna see that, and then we're gonna go to Coeur d'Alene, Spokane, and then fly back from Seattle. That's the Western.
It's not as dangerous as I thought it was gonna be because you can spend most of your time in the national parks.
Why did you think dangerous?
To be honest with you, I think that. No, I mean, we're going to be outside, and we're going to eat outside, and we're not going to be in crowded places.
And vaccination, too.
Hopefully we'll be vaccinated by that point.
President promised.
I better be, and that's I put that on my show prep today because I'm thinking about it a lot more right now. But that's it. That's what we have.
You were able to save the money, rebook.
Yep.
Or you're going to rebook.
No, it's already been canceled. I have not rebooked yet. Because
right,
I got a little
good,
scared good. After that about scared. Pulling the trigger. You know, it's a lot of money to get a flight. And so when you do that, you kind of hesitate. Well, and then when you finally do that, and then you go, by the way, it's out of school. Oh, great. Yeah. Perfect.
The majority of people haven't traveled anywhere, so you haven't spent that money all year long, like for about a year. You're like, oh, that's what a flight costs? Oh, my God.
The bottom line with me is that, and my wife feels the same way, we want to share things that all three of us are seeing for the first time.
Yeah,
that's what it is. And you know, and then now that I'm thinking about my children, I'm thinking about if Catherine could.
Yeah, I was thinking, what about making it like a real family affair
and stuff like that, and come up with her boyfriend, and I'd hopefully fly them up there for that. That would be cool, or you know, we'll see. So I'm that's what it is. But once again, leaving Salt Lake City, and then we want a home base for the 2 days or so that we will be staying around Jellystone. So please, if you're experienced with that, you know, I know a great place that's not going to kill you.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Four
and
star minimum.
I'll take any. That's no, those don't exist outside of Jackson Rich Boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That those okay.
And
Jackson Hall,
those aren't
that's
stars.
Just insane.
Those aren't stars. Those are asterisks.
Those aren't stars. Those are asterisks.
The Butterfield
Hotel.
That's
right. We have 2 stars out of 5. So you could stay in a beautiful motel that happens to be in a zip code where we are allowed to charge you 4 times the normal rate that you would pay.
What's your deal against Airbnbs? I feel like they would be they're really nice ones.
Well, no. I looked at VRBO and Airbnb. I looked at both of them, but that again is luck.
I think
I'm not
a lot
sure
of
I want to rely on luck, you know, and go, look at this incredible view. What we haven't shared with you is that the septic tank is out of order. That's what I concern myself
with.
Okay,
that's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. So would you rent from a listener direct?
What's that?
Would you rent from a listener direct?
Right. Yeah, now, you know, he just flipped, didn't he? Right?
Sure.
He's just flipped because he doesn't like me going on any trip ever under any. And he is now being difficult. And he said, the answer is, okay, ready? You got what you wanted. No. Thank you.
Ah, there you go. You know how a cat wiggles
Thank
its ass
you.
Before it pounces on something?
I swear to God, I get that guy that comes out of the van in the Smokey and the Bandit movie. Real glad you got here. How you doing? Hey, you want, if you stick around, I'll give you my special eggs.
I think Oscar was also implying that it might be a good idea to list your house as an Airbnb while you're away.
Oh.
And that
here
could offset,
in
yeah,
Florida?
It could offset property. The cost of the trip.
No, I mean, I rent one house. I'm not going to rent the other one.
Can't rent them all.
That's it. Yeah.
That's the name of Mike's autobiography.
I'm going to reach through the screen and strangle
you
today.
Let me ask you one more question.
Just one more.
Here we go.
This will be good. He's been setting the table.
Do you have activities for the trip set up?
Not yet. No, we haven't gotten to that point yet. But I mean,
you don't want Carla to get restless.
The activities for him are going to be, I've seen a couple of things where they have the... what do they call it? The dinner that's
a tour.
The Western dinner where they have the chuck wagon type thing.
Oh, like a theme
which
dinner.
Which I think my son
a hoedown.
It's not a hoedown. Oh. It's a chuck wagon dinner.
It's like medieval times, but in the Old West.
I doubt that. Thanks though for the help. I will tell you if there are any listeners. Let me just reiterate.
Dinner served.
Buffalo have to be. We have to see Buffalo. I have to see Buffalo.
Maddie, that
on
must
this
thrill
trip.
You.
Oh, of course.
They have a whole town named
after. I get it. I get the joke. Thank you. She's from Buffalo, New York. Thank you. I want to see Buffalo. I'd like to see
Bison.
The sky, the mountains, the views. But by and large, anything that falls into the category of kind of fun, that will be. And then in between, there will maybe be one little respite for Mama and Papa. You know, where Mama can go get a little massage and Daddy can maybe hit the egg one day. You know?
Are there any courses out there? Any courses out there that you would like?
Coeur d'Alenes is one of the great golf resorts in America.
Oh, I had no
idea.
One
of the most. It was not lost on me. By the way, anything I plan will always involve that.
Okay.
On some level, that's it. So there you are. That's it. So sorry for the miscommunication, Spokane. I am looking forward to coming to your town. I truly think we have a phenomenal group of listeners out there, and I'm excited about that.
And there's been enough time for Dirk to update his lighted lucite map.
for your trip.
Are we going to call? We're going to get. Let's call Mac next, and we will do the news later.
Thank you.
Is that acceptable?
That's
very acceptable.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Let's do that. We will break now, Shecky. Right. And now that you've completely thrown me off my game for today, we will talk to birthday boy Michael McIntosh next, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Everyone, thank you.
Hey, everybody! This is the Twins.
When we made some changes to some of the audio elements, we decided we'd pop Mark Riddell in there. Well, Oscar comes in and does not like the sound of Mark Riddell.
Mike is saying I'm anti-Mark Riddell.
Does he look like a bitch? Then why are you trying to f*** him like a bitch, friend?
You did not like Twitch being the announcer.
I was not 100% on Twitch.
You're gonna f*** on me?
God damn it, Twitch.
Don't f*** with me, fellas!
I just got a hot text call from Mark Riddell, who says, precisely what I was hoping would not happen. No matter who wins the poll, Mark is still the funniest candidate.
Yeah, I'm on Team Twitch, by the way.
That boy is good.
We are going to have the audience vote on it.
All right.
Rest assured that I was on the internet registering my disgust throughout the world.
So where is this survey? Is it on our website?
It's on MikeOMaraShow.com.
You see it as soon as you open the page.
You haven't voted? That's the first thing I did.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Twitch, and I approve this message?
Whoa, motherfucker.
Worst promo ever.
Oh, my God, I love that. That's
awesome.
Isolate the one where Oscar goes, oh, God. I want that.
Okay.
I want that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Public Rec, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I'm wearing
every day
them.
He wears them.
Oscar's got them on right now. Ever since we've been dealing with the COVID, fashion hasn't exactly been. That's a great way to sell them, by showing your buttocks. Look, it hasn't been a top priority for everybody, but they look good.
They do.
They really do. We love it. Right. Am I right? Look, it feels feeling sloppy eventually gets old, and no one wants to see you in your jammies running around in your neighborhood with
your
old sweats. It's a pants-demic, and the only cure is Public Rec. Remember the name of that company, please. They make leisure wear in waist and inseam sizes because comfort starts with a better fit. I'm talking about triple-spaced Public Rec. My favorite pants are their best-selling all-day, everyday pants. They're more stylish than sweatpants and a great alternative to jeans.
The comfort, Mike.
And Public Rec has incredibly comfortable shorts, t-shirts, Henleys, polos, hoodies, jackets, even golf gear. You can live in this stuff. Here's what I want to tell you about Public Rec.
I understand your point, Mike.
Public Rec rarely offers discounts, but right now they have an exclusive offer just for our listeners. This is a wonderful offer. Go to publicrec.com/TMOS and use promo code TMOS to receive 10% off. That's publicrec, spelled REC.com/TMOS, and use our promo code TMOS for 10% off at Public Rec. And thank you, Oscar, for modeling those fabulous pants that you had. Without further ado, let's get right to it. From his basement, he is down there once again, ladies and gentlemen. The man, the legend, I give you Michael McIntosh with his long hair. There he is.
Hi there.
Is it true that you wanted to come on the show, Mac, for your birthday? Is that what I heard? Is that accurate?
That is half of it. There is other things that I have to discuss.
Oh, there is other things, Mike.
Yeah. Other business, Mike.
Yes. There are other things.
I got a hot text early this week. And you should know that I did see Mike McIntosh, or Mac as we know him, roughly 2 weeks ago. And he said, you think I can come on the show in a couple of weeks?
Oh, cool.
So did you bump into him at Rent-A-Center? Is that where you saw him?
I call him at Rent-A-Center before I arrive. And I said, hey, are you at work? Because you never know with this guy.
And it's not Rent-A-Center. It's Micro-Center, right?
Yeah, but it's funnier to call it Rent-A-Center.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure there hadn't been a change.
And then he's like, yeah, I'm working on the section
That's
on the back.
That's the joke, Shecky. You should know that. You know, you're not the only one that makes a little flip, sarcastic comment once in a while. I say Rent-A-Center because it's funny. That's the way I do that. And then you got to jump in and go, that's a joke, right?
Well, knowing his checkered past, I wanted to make sure something bad hadn't happened.
Okay, very good. No, so, and by the way, he's sitting now, I believe, in a gaming chair from Micro Center.
This is correct.
Yeah, he is.
Yay.
Nice eye.
Thank you.
He says to me, yeah, I'm in the back working on the sectional. So when I get there, I said, I'll be there in about 50 minutes. I get there, I text him, I tell him what aisle I'm in. It takes him forever to come get me. And we just walk around and talk about life.
Right.
And I said, why do you want to come on? He goes, I have a big announcement. And now is the day for his big announcement.
Well, we'll get to his big announcement. Yes. I'd just like to know about the birthday first. How old are you, Mac?
I am 30 years old.
Oh, the big 30.
Wow. Yeah. I wouldn't have guessed that. I would not have guessed that.
The big 30. I would not have either. I was thinking
God, an age that ended in perhaps 3.
I go back to when Rob had a 30th, and I was stunned.
Well,
by
you
want to
be stunned?
Too.
Monday is 50 for me.
Yeah,
50.
Jesus. Man, oh man! You know what? The older you get, fellas,
time flies.
I know it.
It really, really. And then when you're an elderly father, it even flies faster than that.
Mike,
and
when you're an elderly father, they say the days are long and the years are short.
Gross.
I don't know about that.
I don't know anything about that, Jackson Hole.
I wouldn't know about that. Funny guy. It's just you slow down and begin to appreciate things more, especially a 7-year-old boy. That is the truth. Mac, I didn't realize that you were today you are a man.
Yes.
Forgot completely.
You're all grown up.
What did you do for your birthday? Was it Red Lobster again?
Actually, yes, but it was different. I went there alone.
How is that different?
I kind of called everything off. I'm the one who did that because my mom wanted to have my brother and his
the tennis
wife
instructor,
over, everyone, and I was like, my mom just got her first vaccine, which I am great about. But I didn't. See
it's
the point.
Soon.
My brother's birthday is coming up next month. So I was like, hey, let's wait for you to get your second vaccine. We can do a joint birthday party with both of us.
Yeah.
But
very mature.
Still my birthday, so I still want to get Red Lobster. So I went there after work one
That's
day
so
and went there alone.
Sad. That's you should be I, around
he's used even, to being alone, even pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
He likes being alone.
Yeah.
I'll talk about a movie today that is about a person that likes being alone. I will deal with it. I understand that completely. So I'll stop. It's just somehow, I think, for people that, I think my checks that I've written over the year indicate that I don't like being alone. It's cost me tens of thousands of dollars.
Or, Mike, it would say that you are very much reinforcing the fact that you can be alone because you try to not be alone. And then you say, let's be alone for a while. Let's be alone for a while.
Some would say you're 50-50.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Glass half full.
You know what? Hold on. Where's Michael's thing?
Yeah, where is
that?
Oh, no.
For the boys. Hold on. Mac, we'll get back to you in just a second.
Sure.
I have time to play.
Yeah, hold tight.
Mac, I don't know if you heard this on yesterday's show, but I have a message when Rob and Oscar are both picking on me, which they do a lot. We pick on each other, but this is for them. So just excuse me for just a second.
So I'm here with my son, Michael, on a beautiful Monday afternoon. Hello, Michael.
Hello.
T.O. Oscar and T.O. Rob pick on your father occasionally, and I know you've heard a couple of those shows. What would you like to say to T.O. Oscar and T.O. Rob when they pick on your father?
You are bloody bastards!
Thank you, Michael.
There it is. Thank you, Michael.
A good reminder.
So your birthday was alone, and did you get that chair for your birthday, the gamer chair?
No, I've had this for some time.
He's had it.
Sure.
Of course he has. So how does it feel to be the big 3-0? That's a milestone birthday.
I don't know. It's all sorts of weird because of the pandemic. Everything is just off. Like, because the last time I went out to and ate at a restaurant was 1 year ago on my birthday.
Did you dine in at Red Lobster or did you
carry out?
Okay.
I dined in.
How was their
first
protocol?
Time.
How was their protocol?
I mean, standard from what I've seen from other places, because I do a lot of to go.
Right.
So I've seen it's basically every third booth kind of thing. Everybody's it's about 10 feet apart from everyone else. Well, it was
You should come down to Florida. You should come down to the Red Lobster down in Florida, because down here in Florida, the protocol is if your shoulders touch the diner next to you, you can get a manager. Otherwise, caution to the wind. No problem at all.
Were the lobsters wearing masks?
I'll have to. You know what? Now I want to create a lobster voice. You know, it's just like,
oh, don't boil me, Jesus Christ! Don't boil me, please, please don't boil.
Hey, lobster,
I know. Don't take me out of the tank. Take Roger out of the tank, please. Don't take me. Oh no, he's got me by the tail. I'm gonna flap my tail, and now I'm getting to the water. Okay, yeah.
Hey, lobster, do you like having those rubber bands on your hands?
Oh, I hate it. It's so constricting, because I'd like to take your finger clean off. I swear to God, you give me 5 seconds and just let me.
They're claws. They're claws.
You let me do that. Now listen, would you like your thumb crushed or severed right at
severed,
the knuckle?
Severed, please.
All right, the severed. Oh, and I use the left one.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, there we are. All right, fantastic. Oh, my God, look at that. She's got butter. She came in from the grocery store. She's got butter. I'm going to be eating tonight. Jesus Christ, help me.
Butter.
Anyway. So, Mac, what did you eat? What did you enjoy at Red Lobster when you were there?
Whole Maine lobster.
Oh, you had a whole Maine lobster. Okay.
Yep. 10 pounds?
Pound and a quarter.
Okay. Very good.
That's the best size, in my opinion. They're smaller, but they're tender. And the soft shells. For those of you that go up to Maine, you might say, oh, my God, look at how small this meat is inside this shell. Well, get two of them. Get two of them instead of one big, meaty lobster. Get two, three. Well, I could knock out three.
Sure.
Rob, easily.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. So you're 30. You're at home. What's happening right now?
Yeah.
I think I know what the big announcement's going to be, by the way.
Can we get a timpani, maybe?
I think I could predict it. Am I allowed to guess before
you should do? No, you're too smart. You'll ruin it.
Write it down.
You're too
and
smart.
Then we'll know if you got it right.
You can text it to us.
Yeah, exactly. Very good. Did you get any of those cheddar biscuits? They're excellent.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
I ate them all.
Yeah. Did you get a drink in a glass that's shaped like a lighthouse?
Is that a thing?
Yeah, that used to be a thing at Red Lobster. That was
The last time I went to Red Lobster was never.
I've actually never been either. I've seen
been
the commercials
a couple times. I think there's still one in Fairfax near the car dealership.
You just name like five things off the menu a couple times.
Well, no, but I mean the cheddar biscuits is their legendary signature thing.
That. Oh yeah, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's basically like Olive Garden's breadsticks. Red Lobster has cheddar biscuits.
Yeah, Cheddar Bay. I forgot. I didn't know they were called Cheddar Bay. Is that an actual location?
Rob, I texted it to you.
Okay, very good.
I texted it to you, and you can share it with your brother, or as long as you have it, that's fine.
Yeah, I've got it.
As long as you have it. Yeah.
All right. So,
Mike, you are registered and locked in with your guests.
And you can read the end. You can read the text if I'm right.
Okay,
and only
very
if
good.
I'm right.
And also, Matt Bloom registered a guest as well.
Yeah, why not? Yes.
Okay,
thank you.
So, Mac, what is the major announcement that you are going to share with us today?
The major announcement is
Hold on. Do you have a timpani, please? Something. This is big.
God
this is
damn big. It, Oscar. Yeah. All right. I have. All right.
Okay. There we go.
Okay. The big announcement is, as of 1 week ago today, I am a homeowner.
Wow.
Hey.
Wow. Oh wait. Hold. That's the. I don't think my prediction, I think I'm sort of correct.
Mike,
right?
I give you full credit.
Full credit.
Matt Bloom is incorrect. Matt Bloom's guess
because the joke that I sent you now doesn't apply as much because he's a homeowner.
Exactly.
That's a bit. You can read the text.
Okay.
Now.
Well, Matt Bloom's incorrect guess was he got
what was
someone
his incorrect.
He got someone pregnant. Vague, but incorrect. And Mike O'Mara's guess, which I am giving credit. Mike, prepare to give yourself a ding.
Okay.
He's right. Moving out. Who gives a
It's a big step for Mac. Though.
That is
great. That is fantastic that you're now.
Congrats.
I mean, that's great. That's
he
great.
Went
you have
from,
to feel
from college dropout to homeowner.
Right.
In
that's
the span
awesome.
Of 10 years.
And not just
that's
a college
awesome.
Dropout, a man who lied about going to college mm-hmm. to his family for months.
And by the way, community college dropout.
Right.
Let's just put the asterisk
absolute,
on that.
This mm-hmm. is a... and how long have you been at Micro Center now?
I think 4 years.
And you love it, right? You still love it?
Yeah. It has its up and downs. I mean, it's been...
Yeah, it's retail. It's Yeah. I get it. It's retail, but it's still...
Yeah, retail during the pandemic has been a struggle, but for the most part, I like the work.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're passionate about the
work. And that's good. So so tell us about the new digs.
Yeah. Is it a stabbing wagon? What is it?
It's a condo. It's a small high rise, so it's like a 4-story building.
So that's really not a high rise, is it?
It's not a garden condominium.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, a Rambler.
Okay.
Are you at the top floor or the bottom floor or the middle floor?
I'm at the bottom floor. Yeah. Right by back entrance, which is
more crime.
Access.
More crime though.
Next to the trash and laundry room.
Lots of crime.
Yeah.
Would you like would you mind sharing just the town?
Fairfax.
Yeah. What'd you win, the Powerball? What happened?
Basically, because everything about this place was perfect.
Ooh.
Not only including like, the location was great.
Fairfax has great condos.
Yeah, but it's not cheap, Mike. You know that.
No, it's not cheap at all.
I'm happy for you. Go ahead.
You go ahead.
No, I'm curious.
I'm going to answer what you're going
to
ask.
Did you get some sort of, you're talking to a guy who basically had his home purchased for by a parent. So,
okay, you were going to ask that. I knew 8 minutes ago you were going to ask question.
I'm not upset at you. I'm actually very happy for you. I think they're coddling you a little too much.
When I bought my first home, I got propped up by my mom and dad.
So my mom and dad helped me.
I was blessed.
But Mike, you probably deserved it, and so did I.
You did, yes.
Mac.
He deserves it too.
Okay.
Don't you be picking on our boy here. He deserves it too.
He deserves all this and more.
How many people are regular visitors that have come through the intern door? You know?
Right.
I mean, there's Dahlia and there's Mac. And by the way, has Dahlia given us the big finger?
No. The week after next, she'll be joining us.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay. Well, I always get concerned about that. So,
Mac,
it's Fairfax.
You're a success story, Mac, is really what I'm meant to say.
In fact, you might want to attribute a little strategy to him. That perhaps he knew that if he lingered long enough in his parents' home,
it's called
they would
a buyout.
Say,
Mike.
Yeah, exactly.
Please leave.
Yeah.
So they propped you up, and now you're going to have. When do you move into your new digs?
It's not set because of the fact I don't own anything. I basically own 2 TVs and no furniture. So it's
what's behind you. You're not going to miss that.
Yeah, take that recliner. That serves as a bed.
Well, that's his parents' basement, so that furniture belongs to
them. I think it's honestly too big. It's not a huge place.
How many square feet do we know?
900. It's a two-bedroom.
It's bigger than my house?
Yeah.
Mine's 888.
Yeah.
For two people and a dog.
Oscar, to be fair, the iPhone 10 is bigger than your house.
So you move. What are you waiting to get? So have you closed on it yet?
Yes, I closed last Thursday.
So you got an empty place that you're paying a mortgage for that's empty?
Right now, yes. I mean, I've done all the measurements.
He's bought it. He just hasn't left his house.
Yeah, I just need to shop. I just have to do a lot of shopping for a lot of stuff.
Can we give him some advice, just briefly?
Sure,
Mac. This is the time where most people have this experience when they're 21. You're having it when you're 30. So God bless you.
Right.
Whatever you think is appropriate for your place, do the opposite. Because you want to attract people. You want women to come over, or men, whatever you're into, or both. Who knows? But you want them to think you have something going on outside of just the 2 TVs and a dresser. Like, you get stuff.
Oh,
that
I get what you're saying. Let me translate.
Style-wise.
Okay.
I get what Oscar's saying. Oscar's saying what appeals to you, comfort, gaming, you know, a comfortable bed and stuff like that, you want to have demonstrate at least a little style.
Yes,
is there any woman or any friend or any younger friend of your parents or anybody
or a task rabbit.
I don't know if you need a stranger with a task rabbit that could assist you in, you know, helping you select the proper stuff.
It could be online
for a small apartment.
It should be online through the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. My mom is mainly the one helping me because she does all the styling in this house.
Is there any plastic covering the furniture in your house?
No.
She a big one for throw pillows?
Yes, that is.
Bite your tongue. You got a lady in back of me right here. It'll kill you. for that if you start putting down pillows.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get a picture. That's
your
all.
Your mom decorated it, Matt. Come on.
No, you don't want that.
No one wants to have sex on your mom's couch.
I'm getting advice of where to start because I've given her ideas that, like you said, where it's too much of me.
Maddie.
And that she shut down.
Right now, I want you to know, Mike, Maddie is literally grimacing.
Yes.
But go Maddie, ahead.
Well, I mean, you know.
Let her speak for herself.
It could be online. You could, Maddie, I mean, do you have any ability in that particular zone? Mm-hmm. You know, and I don't want to make it sound like a sexist comment that it's a woman's touch.
No, not
but,
at all.
You know, my wife kind of handles the decorating.
Matt needs a woman's touch. Literally.
He needs a woman's touch. Maddie, any advice for our boy Mac here?
I would say, you know, the IKEA showrooms. Ooh, like, I feel like you can get a lot of inspiration from there, and it's already set up.
Clean line,
cheap,
and you love an Allen wrench.
Well, and now we got to get them as a client.
Yes.
That would be a very large pull.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yes.
You know, we could do that. That's that. Well, that's fantastic. I'm proud of you, Mac. That's awesome. That's absolutely fabulous.
Yeah.
And every
you
so got to
move in
date.
There now, though. You got to move.
Yeah,
in there.
You got to get out of your parents' house.
Are you going to hire movers?
What is the date? Hold on, we got an alley up now. Always tough love
like
at some point.
I know.
I don't have a date. That's the thing.
How many times has he said that?
No. Get out. Get up in the morning on your day off. Get it done.
Move
in that evening.
Even if it's just the gesture of buying an air mattress to tide you over, start sleeping in the property you own.
We want to see you in an empty apartment next week.
We want to hear you on Zoom with a lot of echo because there's nothing in the house.
Do you have at least a final, you haven't set a date, but is there a deadline in your own mind?
Yes, 2 weeks.
2 weeks? Got a new place. You better get off
when
the teeth, man.
When did you close on it? When did you close on the place?
Last Thursday.
Last Thursday? 2 weeks is fine with me. 2 weeks is okay.
I'm sure
I can handle
parents are like that. 2 weeks, we paid for this, then get in there.
Yeah.
Start living.
All right, we're gonna cut this short now.
The 18th of March,
and we're going to
the day after St. Patty's Day.
You're going to come back on the show again, and when you come back on the show, listen to this. This is important.
Sure.
You know, we've given you tough love, and we think it's improved your life. You are going to come back on the show from your new condo.
Mm-hmm.
Is that acceptable to you?
I can do that.
Great.
And I'm ready for the tour. I'm ready for the tour.
You. Thank you. We will see you
Congratulations.
Then. Yeah. We will see you
Thank
in
you.
2 weeks.
The 18th of March.
2 weeks. Sure 18th. Thing. Absolutely.
Day after St. Patrick's Day. Thank you, Mark. Mike McIntosh. I called him Mark. Why
That's
did I call
fine.
Him Mark? We'll take a break. We'll come back with more. Thank you. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah,
we'll be back with the homepage right after this.
Tonight, after an all-new Growing Pains, Pony makes a big decision.
Someday, I'd like to be a dentist.
On a very special episode of Pony's Place.
That's all.
Then, on the regulars, Oscar meets a new bartender.
I'll take water.
Don't have.
Do you have any skinny drinks?
What?
With an attitude.
Hey, look, mister. We save hard drinks in here for men who want to get drunk fast, and we don't need any characters around to give the joint atmosphere. Is that clear?
Sex on the beach.
Watch it along with the Mike O'Mara Show on your favorite platforms, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Always a good idea to turn on the microphone when you're
improves the fidelity.
Melatonin cough. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Ritual. Do you take a multi? Do you take a multivitamin? Do you do that?
Of course,
well, you should.
I do.
We deserve to know what we're putting in our bodies, especially when it comes to something we take every single day. That's why I love Ritual, and I'm reasonably sure that you will too. Ritual's clean, vegan-friendly multivitamin is formulated with high-quality nutrients in bioavailable forms that your body can actually use. You know what you want? You know what?
Uh-oh.
Is there a typo in there?
This is a $40 error right here.
Oh, no!
Pay the kids!
The kids get the money! Kids get the money!
You know what you won't? Find in Ritual.
Oof.
You know what you won't find in Ritual is what it should say. Does it not say that?
You know what you won't find in Ritual?
I doubled up on what? That's the problem. Mm. That's the problem.
Sugars, GMOs, major allergens. I just know that I love it. Yeah. I really do. I've been taking Ritual Vitamins. You can take them with or without food, which is fantastic. You take them every day. They have a fresh, minty taste. I do love that. It's a delayed-release capsule designed to make taking your vitamins easy, even on an empty stomach. It's like a multivitamin reimagined. Even better, your multivitamins are delivered to your door every month with free shipping. Ritual makes healthy habits easy. Now available for women, men, and teens, Ritual multivitamins are scientifically developed to help support different life stages. Get key nutrients without the BS, ladies and gentlemen. Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/TMOS to start your ritual today. Ritual.com/TMOS. And we thank you. Let's play the thingy right now. Thank you.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web,
Rob,
and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
I'm going to kill you today. Anyway, sorry about that. What else is new? All right, please. When will children be able to get COVID-19 vaccines? A lot of people have wondered that,
yes.
Right? It depends on the child's age, but some teenagers could be rolling up their sleeves before too long. The Pfizer vaccine already is cleared for use starting at age 16. That means some high schoolers could get in line for those shots whenever they become eligible in their area, either because of a medical condition or once availability opens up. Pfizer and Moderna both have completed enrollment for studies of children ages 12 and older and expect to release the data over the summer. If regulators clear the results, younger teens likewise could start getting vaccinated once supply allows. The Moderna vaccine is currently cleared for people 18 years and older. So
I
a lot
like
of people
hearing
are
that because
about that.
It almost seems like it's been a dirty little secret about the kids. They haven't talked about it at all. I haven't heard anything.
Well, I think the data I've read about is that obviously kids don't get it nearly as much or as severely as certain adults do. So I get that. But I think when we're talking about getting this thing eradicated,
they can still carry
it.
Yeah,
that's it. This is an interesting story about Meghan Markle, who I've always thought is a little hinky.
Yeah,
just my opinion.
I'm with you.
Now look, and I also know from watching The Crown, which I do, I love that show, that you can't trust those royals because they're good at the smear campaigns.
Yes.
However, take this information and decipher it any way in which you please. Buckingham Palace said Wednesday it was launching an investigation after a newspaper reported that a former aide had made a bullying allegation against the Duchess of Sussex. That's Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
The Times of London reported allegations that the Duchess drove out two personal assistants and left staff feeling humiliated. It said an official complaint was made by Jason Knopf, spelled K-N-A-U-F, Knopf, who was then the communications secretary to Ms. Markle and her husband, Prince Harry. He now works for Harry's elder brother, Prince William. She says, and apparently I think she's going on Oprah real soon to talk about, they're doing their little PR tour, both of them right now. And I don't know. I have no idea. It's hard to say whether she would pull this kind of crap or not. I think she might be trouble. That's all. That's all I wanted to say.
I don't like any side in this fight. I don't like either side. You know,
this is true. I'm on the Markle side. Like I'm on
Team Markle.
On Team Harry and they're not even the princess. She's not a princess anymore, right? They took the titles away.
I think they don't have any royal duties or anything like that.
Anyone can be a princess if you feel like a princess.
Thank you. Good segue to move to the next story. A new study looked into tweets by sports fans.
Okay.
Hi, everybody. And found that the sport with the angriest fans on Twitter is... I'll give you a tip for that one, too. Why not? Guesses? Anyone?
Oh,
guesses?
Definitely baseball.
No, I think football.
This is kind of surprising to me. Golf.
What?
Golf, the angriest fans, the most tweets of, angry people. On the flip side, boxing fans are the happiest.
Really?
I've sent out some of my meanest, angriest messages regarding a ripoff boxing match. I remember Mayweather-Pacquiao, I was said, but obviously they're the happiest. Soccer fans are somehow the runners-up for both. both happy and sad.
Where's the hostility in a golf? I mean, do you see these on your? Maybe well, what I don't happens have golfers is in my life.
Oscar, the golfers are mostly old, and they tweet that they're mad that they don't know how to tweet.
That's good. I'll take that because I have no idea why. No, it's like nah. Yeah, I hear it all the time, every day. You know. That's why, seriously, there's sometimes I'm over at Cocoonville. I want to just stand out in the middle of the parking lot and go, what don't you have? What don't you have? How is your life bad, assholes?
Yes.
I really, I do want to say that. You know, it's just like, we're all men. Oh, thank God. Apparently, there will be a Friends reunion. Oh, gosh. Oh, my God. But who of the cast members will we get to comment on it? Who would be the cast member? They're also scary, talented, and busy. And
busy
who
bees.
Would we have to share with us whether it might be happening? I can't think of one. Rob, do you have any? Please help me. Any suggestions as to who it might be?
It can't be David Schwimmer.
Another ta-da.
Pain in the ass.
David Schwimmer says, quote, it's happening. Actually, in a little over a month, I'm heading out to L.A. So finally, we figured out a way to film it safely.
I'm surprised they told him.
There's a going to be a portion of it that we filmed outside because of, you know, safety protocols. That's Schwimmer's quote. The special will air on HBO Max. There isn't an air date yet, but assuming it'll just be a one-off special, it could air soon after being taped. So
I'm excited.
Happy about that.
Yeah.
Are you really? Are you really excited?
Mike, Friends, like, just to see them come back and be together on a set again, why would I hate on that? I love the show. I want to see that again.
He does love the show. Yeah. We never loved the show. We didn't love the show when everyone loved the show. It's
two parts of the homepage I disagree with Oscar. I am on Team Royal, and I hate Friends. There you go. And now a little something. I don't hate Friends. I like the show. I laughed at the show. The reunion. 53-year-old Marianne Lannon has lived with her cousin in Clearwater, Florida.
Oh.
A great place to be.
Yes.
For the last 5 years. And earlier this week, she lost it when the cousin wouldn't stop blasting the same song over and over and over again on a loop.
Oh.
It happened around midnight, about 12:15 on Tuesday, as they say down here.
Yeah.
And the song she freaked out over was Chic's 1978 disco heat.
Great song.
Les Freak.
Yeah.
Freak out. She played it over and over. Marianne shoved her 64-year-old cousin into a makeshift tiki bar that they'd set
Mike,
up for each other.
Mike, that's a great phrase.
Every Clearwater house has to have one. Yes. A makeshift tiki bar. That is a plastic card table with a pineapple plastic tarp over it. And a bottle of vodka. Yeah.
I like my body. You play that again, I'm going to push you into the tiki bar.
Her cousin fell through... Her cousin fell through the bar.
Oh, no.
Landed face first on a speaker.
Of course.
And ended up with a black eye. Cops arrested Marianne for domestic battery, and she's not allowed to have any contact with the cousin for now. No word from the Professor Ginger Skipper or Gilligan. So there we are. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We got something that we're going to do, I don't know, before the digital dumpster.
Digital dumpster.
We'll do it. There's too much. I don't know what to do. Maybe I'll talk about Nomadland.
Okay. Can I open my pack?
Oh, the unboxing.
Yes,
there
you are. Yes. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. We'll do that when we come back. It's an unboxing video with Oscar.
Hello, everybody. This is Bob Barker. And yes, I'm still alive. When I was hosting The Price is Right from Television City in Hollywood, we played a lot of pricing games. Barker's Bargain Bar, Hole in One, Punch a Budge, Grocery Game, Golden Road, Plinko, and of course the lamest one of all, the bonus game. I hated the bonus game. If you want a good bonus, why not try the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show? It's a commercial-free, uncensored 6 hour of TMOS every week. Blah, blah, blah. I like when they say bad words. That's how much it meant to me.
You can buy it at MikeOMaraShow.com. It's a fun way to support TMOS. Thank you. And don't forget to help control the internet population. Have your podcasters spayed or neutered. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you very much, Bob. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Freshly. Getting everything you need to cook dinner is complicated right now, but with Freshly, it's simple. Freshly has chef-made, delicious meals delivered fresh to your door with no cooking required. Your meals are going to arrive cooked and fresh every week. Put them in the refrigerator. When you're ready, pop them into the microwave. You can keep your fridge stocked. Ordering is easy. All you have to do is visit Freshly.com and choose from over 30 delicious, better-for-you meals like steak peppercorn, sausage baked penne, or their chicken pesto bowl, which we all love. Freshly can work for any dietary needs, any preference, taste, family size, doesn't matter. And now, our listeners can try Freshly for just $6.16 per meal. So start living freshly. Your meals are always delivered fresh, never frozen. They are ready to heat and enjoy in just 3 minutes, and you will love it. If you ever check out the Oscar Santana refrigerator, it is chock-a-block freshly, with baby. Freshly
that's
meals.
That's what he does.
Right now, Freshly offering our listeners $40 off your first two orders when you go to Freshly.com/TMOS. Make better eating a priority and get this special limited-time offer. Go to Freshly.com/TMOS for $40 off your first two orders. Try Freshly now, and for a limited time, get $40 off your first two orders. Go to Freshly.com/TMOS to learn more. You're going to love Freshly. All right, welcome back to the show. Oscar mentioned it before the show. He mentioned it during the show. He wants to open his special.
Yes, remember, Mike?
Garbage that he got.
No, it's not garbage.
It's a collectible piece of art.
It's a collectible. And for those of you not in the know, if you're a Transformers fan, you probably may not remember the AllSpark. The AllSpark is responsible for life on Cybertron and also the Transformers that inhabit it. So I wanted to treat yourself. And
That box cutter.
I saw this on eBay.
Yes. All right, first, before you open it, where are you going to put this in your home? Have you decided where you're going to put this in your home?
I don't know the exact size yet, Mike, so I haven't really eyeballed it. I've been waiting to open this up to figure out
what where. What if it was like humming? What if it was going?
I want to put it in a place of prominence where people can see it.
Sure.
Yes. So.
Hello, Oscar. You've opened up the cube.
Now, hold it. Before you open the box, is it definitely going home, or is it maybe going to your office?
No, it's going to go home.
Okay.
All right.
Because I thought
could you do that voice again? That was a really great Transformers voice.
I think of it as the Saw 3 voice, you know.
Hello, Karen. You might wonder why you're in here right now.
Could you mind saying Autobots roll out?
Autobots roll out.
See, Mike, what Transformers are.
I'm working on getting another synthesizer or just trying to set my old one up.
Okay. Ooh, right? Look at this because packaging.
All right, what do we have?
All right,
here?
Sorry. I'm sorry. Keep going, Mike.
You see, essentially, Mike, our Transformer is a robot in disguise.
Ah. Hey, Rob.
Yes.
Would you like to play a game?
Oh, I like games, yes.
No, be the Transformer, not a serial killer.
No, I like when he's a serial killer. I think it's better. It's a better character.
I am Omeratron.
What do you turn into?
I am Omeratron. I turn into a Krispy Kreme donut with arms and legs.
Hey, you know what? As a guy who's done the eBay stuff, this guy has done is double boxed this. Yeah. This is an experienced eBay.
He fooled me. He made it seem like it was bigger than it actually is.
Is this a private seller?
Private seller.
Oh. And this is going to have snot on it.
Definitely have some DNA. Smell like cigarettes. DNA.
Yeah. Smoking.
Oh, wow. Hold on a sec.
Is it another box?
It's the cube. It's the AllSpark. This is not cool to you guys? I think it's cool to me.
Is it got bubble wrap on it?
Can I get some music, please?
Like
I feel like this is anti-climatic.
Yeah, you got to prop this bit off with the new music, right? I have music for you. Oh, you I have music for you. Yeah, it symbolizes what passion. You are.
That's what I mean. There's certain things that bring me joy. Just a few things that bring me joy in my life, and you're making fun of them now.
No, I think it's
I'm
fine.
Sorry. Here we go. Right, hey, look at he's taking off. He's taking off the plastic now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. He's opening off.
It's heavy.
What's it called? The cube?
It's the AllSpark.
It's AllSpice.
Oh, my God. Wow. Is there anything inside of it?
No, this is the cube.
Broken dreams.
This is it.
Can you bring it closer to the camera?
Energon.
No, in real life, Oscar, is it plastic?
No, is it supposed to be like a metal cube that has designs in it?
It's heavy, yes. From the planet Cybertron.
It's beautiful.
This is so cool. All right, let me tell you about Nomadland.
Can you read this?
Oh, I'm sorry. There it is. Now, can you tell us what in the movie that is supposed to symbolize? And what? That's a great shot of it. Hold it up there. Yes. That's wonderful. What is it supposed to be about? What is the cube supposed to be for?
This actually created the planet Cybertron. It's where the Transformers lived on.
How did it create the planet Cybertron?
I guess the best one-to-one would be God. As God created us.
The cube is God?
The cube is essentially the God of Transformers. It created the planet.
Creator. Mike, can you say in the Transformers voice, I am the creator?
I am the creator of the planet Orgasmatron. I am the planet. I'm a cube. I am your Lord and Savior. I am creating the planet where all of your Transformer dreams will come true.
I wanted to be disappointed by this, but for $250, I am devastated.
Yeah.
I thought this was going to be better. It's just a cube.
You mean you just had that epiphany?
Yeah.
That you thought it would be better? What is the real material? Does it appear to be wood? Painted wood? You know, and a fingernail or a quarter would probably figure that out. Sounds like wood to me.
No, it's some sort of aluminum.
But it can't be solid.
No. It's got energon in it, so it's light.
Do you believe the outside is painted or it is carved into the actual metal?
It's carved in. It's definitely carved in.
Will you display it? Will it sit flat, or can you get like some sort of?
It's got a little display case.
Let's see it.
Or a little stand, uh-huh. Not a case of sorts.
This is what's going to save it. You see, you were poo-pooing it.
The stand is made of wood.
Yes,
Maddie, I'm going to have to have you work the camera for the stand if you don't mind.
You see, everyone's disappointed up to now, but once you see it displayed,
you're right. Sometimes one of those little statues that my mom has from the Franklin Mint look better when they're displayed.
By the way, we got a voicemail from the seller who wanted good. To chime in. Play the voicemail from the one. Okay?
What a dumbass!
Oh,
okay, thank you very much. That's acrylic, and now
that's better.
I'm sorry, does make a difference.
That makes a difference. I don't feel
right
so
there.
Bad
Remember
about
what
it
the
now?
Dad says in A Christmas Story. If you could just see it from out here.
Well, how do you believe your bride will, she of the disappointing birthday, did we ever get to that?
We never did.
We shouldn't bring that up now. This is about me.
It's about you, but yes. how will she take that when it goes into your home?
Let me say this, that there probably isn't a good place to put this in my home because
you have a mantle, don't you?
It's very thin. I don't think it'll support the size or heft of this.
How about this as a tactic? We can bring both bits together. You come home tonight and you say,
after COVID. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. It's late. But look what I got us for your birthday.
I know this isn't a Geo,
right?
But I got us an AllSpark.
I did, absolutely.
You know, in the back, I believe, of Oscar's mind, he pictures a little cocktail party at his tiny with maybe two other couples.
And
somebody says, what is that? He explains it, and then they all stand around and,
what a marvelous display. You must have spent thousands on that.
So you say it's made out of energon. Is that on the periodic table?
Is that not an allegory for our God, our Savior?
So really, are you devastated?
No.
Do you think it's...
The presentation is everything.
Well, I think when you put it on the acrylic stand and it had that space age look to it.
Yeah.
It's better that it's easy. We should explain to the folks now it's not just sitting on its side. It's like diamond shaped. It's elevated and it's pointy side up.
Let's go to our valueless collectible expert, Bloom. Pony Boy.
Yes.
How would you rate this particular product? I think it made a change when it went onto the stand, I thought.
I'd give it a 5 out of 10, although you can like periodically rotate it around so that it'll display different faces of the ball spark. But, you know, I think it's
the all spark, not the ball spark.
I apologize. You know what? I can't complain because I have far more expensive, worthless trinkets on my shelves.
He's the wrong guy to ask. If it doesn't have lingerie on it, he's not into it.
It doesn't have boobs.
Maddie, we've gone to you a lot on the show today. I would welcome your opinion on Oscar's new piece of sculpture.
Now that it's displayed. Now that it's displayed.
I would sooner spend $250, I think, on literally anything else.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's good at kickers, isn't she, Rob?
The best.
She really. She makes. She just senses I'm going to a commercial break and gets me out of that.
She knows how to hurt your feelings. Let me tell you that.
Sometimes, you know, for me, for my purposes, I just didn't have anything to say. I was just too dumb. Anyway.
Too dumb.
We'll take a break and come up with the digital dumpster, which, by the way, is another vote coming up. People hate that name. We'll be right back, everybody.
Luke Bryan.
Hi, America. This is Luke Bryan, and I won't be satisfied till I get every one of your redneck dollars in my wallet.
I'm here with Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and he wears real tiny little jackets.
This is going to work, bro. I mean, this is going to be good.
Right? I make my own beer. It tastes like
take it from country music doofus Luke Bryan.
Hi, this is Luke Bryan, and I never shave my neck.
From shiny new licorice hats to red Solo cups,
I've got goose flesh.
The Mike O'Mara Shopping Center has got you covered for all your hillbilly shopping needs.
Golly.
Just click the shopping center banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. Ain't that right, Luke?
That dang old internet, man. Click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
Thank you very much, Luke. Appreciate that. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by KiwiCo. We all have memories from childhood that shaped who we are today. With a KiwiCo subscription, you and your child get everything you need to create unforgettable moments
right
now.
Oscar, there's no time like the present.
Can I give you a great a testimonial for KiwiCo? My nephew called
you
me.
May.
He made a little claw that was, I would say, a good maybe 40-minute, 30-minute project with him and his mom.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's a claw that helps pick up toys, pieces of garbage. But it's so creative. It's all STEM.
It's an engineering product.
It is. Yes.
Is what it is.
And
it's
his
fantastic.
Mom was beaming, and he was so happy that he made it with his mom. It was so cool.
That's awesome.
We're talking about KiwiCo. Yeah. These are science and engineering geography projects delivered to the door every single month. KiwiCo takes exploration to new heights, and everything that they need is inside each colorful crate. So your child can get started right away. It's hard to find new creative ways to keep kids busy and keep them out of the screen all the time. We were able to do that in the O'Mara household with my son Michael with KiwiCo. By the way, his next crate is on the way. We're excited about that. There's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel anytime. I love that KiwiCo got him into astronomy. It's awesome. It really went from the KiwiCo crate to looking at the stars and watching the shooting stars up in Maine. I love it. He's ready for his next adventure. KiwiCo, redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. Get 30%, that's a great discount, off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with the code TMOS at KiwiCo.com. 30% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code TMOS. And we thank you for being a wonderful sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show, KiwiCo. Thank you much, Lee. A lot of controversy about this feature as well. The digital dumpster with Mr. Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Robbie.
Welcome to the dumpster, Mike, as we count down 14 days until Mike McIntosh is in his condo.
And we will hold him to that. And if we're talking to him in his parents' basement, which I think there's a 60-40 chance that'll happen, we'll do that as well.
65-35.
65-35. Okay. I'd go with that.
I hate cancer. I'm not scared to say it. That's my bold statement. And I thought it was a bit much when they were offering colon cancer screening by pooping in a box and mailing it in to the company for analysis. But wait, now they've taken it to the next level. They've turned it into a contest. It's a colon cancer screening contest that if you're chosen, you get a fabulous prize package.
Trade your poop for beer. Colon Cancer Foundation, Squatty Potty, and Dew Claw Brewery want to hook you up. And all it costs is a creamy pile of your homemade soft serve. Sign up for your chance to get one of 100 test kits. If you're selected, our friends at Everlywell will send you an at-home colon cancer screening test. Take the test.
Oh, God, it got on my finger!
And send your poop back for a colon cancer screening. We will send you an exclusive six-pack of Duclaw's limited edition Sour Me Unicorn Farts beer, bottled straight from the source, baby.
Now that's a mainstream PSA, and I think back, it wasn't that long ago that I emailed the attorneys for CBS, and I said, can I play a fart sound effect on the air? And a $400 an hour attorney emailed me back asking, can you describe the fart?
Yep.
That's, I remember that's those days. How we've gone.
And by the way, look, as somebody, I was talking to my neighbor at the school bus stop today about the fact that he was talking about Roblox and something to do with, you know, you store up farts and then the Roblox game, you know, shoots out people when you, it's a fart. And we were laughing about that. Yeah. And he said, I don't know how into fart humor. I said, dude, I made a career on fart humor.
I am fart humor.
And I'm a connoisseur and I'm good at it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we went so far as we made our own recordings.
Yeah.
But you know what? look, there are people that know how to do it. I don't think they knew how to do it. No. I think it's too gross.
It was too gross.
I think it's a razor thin line between that kind of humor being funny and that being the sound itself speaks for itself.
It drew attention to the cause.
It did.
Yeah.
It did. It did. And who doesn't like free beer?
This is true. I suppose the promotion's good, but yeah, the but creamy was, of your own.
It could have been
a creamy
it,
pile of your own soft serve.
Mike, that's not okay.
I think
what we're annoyed by is it could have been better. It could have been so much better.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Leave it to the masters.
Emphasize. You don't have to. It's funny itself, you know. But then a guy goes, "Oh, I got some on my finger." Come on.
That's not okay.
All right. I didn't like
it. All right. Look for this video on YouTube. I love this because this is a Dixieland version of We Will Rock You by Queen. But what they did is they intercut a Dixieland band with Freddie Mercury singing. So it looks like he might actually be performing this.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise playing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place. We will rock you.
Did you say the video makes it look like Freddie Mercury singing it?
Yeah, because they're intercutting it with actual footage of a Dixieland band, but he's on stage. So it's very funny. It's good stuff.
All right.
But I think Dixieland music is the happiest music
is
there
funny.
Is. And it happens to work.
Might be better if I could see it.
Our president, Joe Biden, is, you know what? I think people are so accustomed for the last 4 years of waking up to hateful, horrible tweets every day. It almost seems like Joe Biden is playing it quiet. Because, and it's not. He's just being presidential.
Well, can I give you what the other side says? Because I hear it every day.
Sure.
It's like, hey, I guess he doesn't want to. I guess he's never going to speak to the press. I guess he's never going to. They're using that, the silence. Well,
it's like a weakness.
Yeah.
It's a weakness. They're doing that, just so you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, he spoke yesterday, and we spoke yesterday about the state of Texas eliminating the mask mandate and opening the state up. Well, Joe Biden had some words for them.
I hope everybody's realized by now these masks make a difference. We are on the cusp of being able to fundamentally change the nature of this disease because of the way in which we're able to get vaccines in people's arms. We've been able to move that all the way up to the end of May to have enough for every American, to get every adult American to get a shot. And the last thing we need is the Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime, everything's fine. Take off your mask. Forget it. It still matters.
How nice it is for him to be mature and articulate and explain what needs to be said.
Hell yeah.
He did say Neanderthal, right?
I love that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Neanderthal thinking.
We said it yesterday. He's echoing what we're saying. We're at the finish line. Be careful. Live your life.
Yeah.
I think that Americans are smart enough to do
that. This morning,
I don't think it matters what governments
are
saying.
He was on CNBC and one of the guests asked the governor and said, look, you know, I get what you're trying to say. Let's open it back up. But why now? Like, what's... Like, we're almost there.
Yeah,
why right now?
What switch was flipped?
And you know what his retort was, which was so stupid. It was so dumb. It was like, well, if not now, when? A year ago, they said we'd be done in about, 45 days. And he's like, that makes no sense.
No, it doesn't. There is no argument. There is no argument for this right now. It is, we are at the finish line. We're very close. The light is in sight.
And he kept on touting that almost 50% of our elderly population is vaccinated. That's still half. That's not.
It's still half. Nothing. Let me tell you that when I say we don't need government, yeah, we do need government because look what they're doing with the vaccines. However, I will say I have faith in people that you're still going to have people going to grocery stores in Texas with masks on.
God willing.
I believe that. I believe that with all my soul. I got friends down in Texas.
Fingers crossed.
I hope that that works. But Jesus, this governor, just another in the series of these idiots that just don't get it.
They don't.
And I think we will prevail in spite of that stupidity. I hope so. Mm-hmm. I'm confident we can. So we'll
hopefully
see.
Speaking of stupidity, Mike, there's a guy on YouTube. He calls himself an electronic enthusiast. However, he's clumsy, and he has a lot of videos where he shocks himself, and someone put together a supercut. And I think as someone, I think we sure are like-minded in this way. When someone who isn't really hurt bad but continues to hurt themselves, it's funny, right?
Yeah. Absolutely, he's doing it to himself.
Let's hear this, the shock supercut.
Please join me for the first time to hear how it sounds. And one, two, three, four.
Wow!
Measure the voltage.
Obviously, there's a wrong connection.
Not making a good contact.
Turn it on. What did I do? And now I will turn the power bar on.
I'm measuring the capacitor voltage and it's around...
Why don't you plug it here?
Okay, let's try it out.
What?
Plugs to my cell phone and I can play any tone from it, like this. Let me demonstrate. If I plug it into the...
Demonstrate.
See the giant flash capacitor right here.
That's great. Just over and over and over again. Learn your lesson, guy.
Right.
And let's close. You know, Dolly Parton, quietly, at the beginning of all this, donated $1 million, I think, to develop the Moderna vaccine. I know she donated $1 million. And she didn't really want credit. Eventually, it got out, as it always does. And now she got her vaccine and launched this PSA. We'll close with Dolly.
So I'm very happy that I'm going to get my Moderna shot today. I even changed one of my songs to fit the occasion. Vaccine, 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 vaccine. I'm begging of you, please don't hesitate. Vaccine, 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 vaccine. Because once you're dead, then that's a bit too late. I know I'm trying to be funny now, but I'm dead serious about the vaccine. I think we all want to get back to normal, whatever that is. So I just want to say to all of you cowards out there, don't be such a chicken squat. Get out there and get shot.
Love it. Love it. But I do like your version, Mike, better. And we mentioned it on the bonus show this week. Vajin.
Mm-hmm. Vagine.
That's your digital dumpster. Close it up.
Sorry, Dolly. Vagine. You know what? Got to tell you, it's growing on me as I'm looking at his cube. You know what I mean?
The
I
display, like baby. It's the display.
I could lobby for it being there on every show. It looks good in that studio.
Yeah, can we have it in the studio?
No, he wants it at home. He probably paid $250.
Yeah, but if he keeps it here, it's a deduction.
I'll show the world.
You know what? I'd be very happy if it occasionally visited. There we go. We got to get out of here. We'll
I think what you've already got the voice for it. It could be an occasional guest.
Yes, that's right.
Thanks for bringing me into the studio, Oscar.
We got to get out of here. We'll be back with another brand new show tomorrow for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Michael Mara is saying so. Oh, and send me that info on Jellystone.
Yes,
all right?
Yes, please.
I need the help.
Yes.
We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Oh, good for you.